it's time now for How You Built That. And today we're going to update a story we ran last year, and this story comes from Chris Healy of San Diego.
Hello.
Who, like any other entrepreneur, wanted to solve a problem. But before we get to the problem, here's a bit about Chris.
My hair is blonde. It's about down to the middle of my back.
So Chris and his buddy Lindsay, they're both dudes with long hair. And when I say long, I mean Brooke Shields in 1982 long. And because of this, they kept running into a problem that a lot of men with long hair face.
We go to the women's hair care aisle and search for the hair ties that look the least girly.
The struggle is real, guys.
It's not a very fun experience when you have to choose the least bad option.
So one day, and this was back in 2014, when Chris was driving back with Lindsay after visiting a client, it came to him.
I swear it just popped out. The words just popped out. I got it. It's hair ties for guys.
In short, a more manly man bun scrunchie. Chris wanted a hair tie that was a little bit wider, a little more comfortable, and with some cool designs he wasn't seeing in the drugstore aisle.
Everything from surfboards, lightning bolts, martini glasses, camouflage, rocket launchers. Fun designs.
So Chris and Lindsay thought, we've got this great idea. Let's make some hair ties, quick and easy. But it wasn't so simple.
We started out buying our own materials, tying them off, finally got a manufacturing connection. We got the first round with our designs printed on them. Not what we were looking for. Finally, probably five samples later, we finally got what we wanted. And it took almost 2 years from the time that we had the idea until we had the product ready to sell.
That was back in December of 2015. Since then, they've sold more than 30,000 packs of hair ties to customers all over the world. Their website is called The Long Hairs.
We truly are a lifestyle brand because having long hair is a lifestyle. It's a choice.
I mean, just look at DiCaprio and Brad Pitt or Harry Styles and, of course, David Beckham. Celebrities who have all, at some point, worn a man bun, which is a term Chris actually doesn't really like.
So we call it a highball. Like a fine glass of scotch, it's refined, it's dignified, and it portrays the proper respect of the fine men's hairstyle that it is.
That's Chris Healy, co-founder of The Long Hairs. Since we last spoke to Chris, he and Lindsay are both working full-time and earning a living with The Long Hairs. They've also established a charity partnership to make wigs, and next year, they'll try to break the world record for the largest hair donation in history. And if you want to find out more about The Long Hairs or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. We love hearing what you're up to.